It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. I hope you feel good today, because I do. Oh, yes, I feel so much better today. Last night, I was thinking about you, and I thought, what will we do tomorrow when we get together? Why don't we do some building? Would you like to build with me today? All right. I borrowed some blocks from Mr. McFeely this morning, and I have them on the porch, but first I want to show you something. Yeah. This is a book of music. And it's called the Zweite Symphonie. That means the Second Symphony of Brahms. This page looks pretty much like the other, doesn't it? But you see, a book of music has notes in it. And here are the notes of this symphony. This symphony starts clear down at the bottom of this page with these three little notes. See those three notes? They go, and then go clear up here to find the next ones. And way up here. Well, I'll play a record of it for you in just a minute, but you see, symphonies have lots and lots of notes for a lot of people to play. And when orchestras get together and play all those notes, sometimes they record what they play and make records. This is a record of the Brahms Symphony No. 2. Here it is. Now, I had an idea that we could build with building blocks while we listened to this music. Because making a symphony is kind of like building one note on top of each other. So let's take this and the record player out to the porch, okay? Here's the record player. Come along. Over here are the blocks that Mr. McFeely brought. Yeah. Now let's get the record ready. It's an electric one, so I need to plug it in. You have to be so careful of records so you don't scratch them. Side one. Now, are you ready to watch me build with some blocks? And sometime you could have one of your records and your blocks and build with them too. Okay, well, you listen. Okay, now we'll listen to the first part of the Brahms Second Symphony. Thank you. you come into the little house we've built? Good. What do you think of that? Building to music. I like to do it. Did you ever see anybody build a real house? Well, I thought it might be a good idea if we could just ask Picture Picture to show us some people building a real house. Want to? Okay. We like to build our block houses. Sometimes it's fun to see others being built. In we go. Picture, picture on the wall. Would you show us people building a house? That looks like the ground. Oh, there's a big machine moving the ground from one place to another. Taking the earth away. Here are some men putting cement blocks in place for the foundation of the house. Have to be very careful that they're just in the right place. And Picture Picture showing us different days of men working on the house. There go the floorboards. Putting the floorboards there. And there they're putting up the sides for the walls. And the wall boards go on those frames. There's another day. They've built a lot onto that house, haven't they? Now there's some men nailing on part of the roof board. Now those big sheets are going to be under the roof itself, so they call that the subroofing. Those are the shingles that are going to go on top of the roofing. Carrying something very heavy. Oh, it's bricks. So they're putting bricks on this house. Some houses are made of brick and some are made of wood. Some are made of stone. Some have aluminum siding. Oh, this one's getting aluminum siding on the top. Oh, thank you very much, Picture Picture. Picture Picture says you're welcome. That house isn't ready right yet for a family to move in, but as soon as they put a few more things on it, it's going to be ready for a family to come and live in it. Do you know anybody who builds? Boy, that's a great occupation to be able to build like that. And so many people need it to help to make a house. Yeah. I thought maybe it might be time for the trolley. You know, today is the day in the neighborhood of make-believe that Lady Elaine Fairchild and Handyman Negri are going to give their gift to the King and Sarah Saturday, their wedding present. Shall we look in and see if it's time for the trolley to take us? There's Daniel's clock. And the pond. There's the museum go-round. X's tree. And Henrietta's house. And the factory. Yes, there's the trolley. And a lot of presents by the castle. Come on in, trolley. Hi, trolley. How are you today? Oh, I'm just feeling great, thank you. I wondered if you could tell us what Lady Elaine and Handyman Negri are planning to give the king and Sarah Saturday. Do you know? You don't know either. Could you guess? Couldn't even guess. I was wondering if it might be an elephant or something like, something big. Don't know. Well, the only way to find out is to go and look. Shall we go? Would you take us, please, trolley, to the neighborhood of make-believe?
Did you practice?
Yes, I did, Lady Elaine. But you know something? It's really not meant to be played on the guitar.
But it's in our formula, dear. Now, that's the way I figured this out, and I'm sure that's right. Now, let me hear you.
Okay. You ready?
Now, I've got my boomerang, and
yes.
You have your guitar,
set.
And we've got our formula here.
Right.
Now, what else do we need? Oh, have you got your stopwatch?
Oh, yes, I do. Here it is. Right there. And look, it's a nice big one.
Sure is. Let me see it, dear.
See it?
Oh, it's perfect. Just what you need. Now, by the time we get over there, we should be able to begin.
Well, I sure hope it works, Lady Elaine.
Well, I've figured it out here on the formula, and it can work only the day before the wedding of a king and queen. And that's what today is. Today's the day before the wedding.
That's right. That's right. Well, shall we go give it a try?
Sure. Off to the castle. The old castle.
Right.
Come along,
well,
dear.
Castle, here we come.
Here we come.
I believe they said 3.5 minutes.
That's right, Friday.
Well, it's 3.5 minutes now.
I'm glad they're late.
You are? Why?
Because it gives us a little chance to be alone. We haven't had much time to be alone lately.
That's right. With all the presents and the guests, and the festivities.
And I like you much better than any presents, or guests, or festivities.
Yes, well, I hope so. Lots of people bringing presents. Many, many presents.
Yes, so many we don't even have room for them in the castle.
Lots of people liking the king.
But I love you because of the man you are, Friday. Not because you're a king.
Yes. Well, I hope so. And I feel...
Friday, sir. I think we're ready now, sir.
Oh, yes, we're ready, yes, Friday. Yeah, we're really ready, you lucky people.
Lady Fairchild and Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct,
correct
as
always,
King Friday.
King Friday.
I understand that you wish
to present Sarah Saturday and me with a substantial gift.
Yes, sire, that is correct, sire. We've been working on it for days, Your Majesty.
Oh, what does your stopwatch say, dear?
Oh, just a minute, Lady Elaine. It says zero. I haven't started it yet, Lady Elaine.
Well, that's right. That's what it should say. Good. Now, I'll tell you when.
Right. Oh, are you all going to have a race?
Oh.
Not exactly, dear. You wait for the surprise of your life. You're going to love this better than anything in the world.
I doubt that strongly.
Oh, what Lady Elaine means, King Friday, is that if the formula works, sir, you're in for quite a surprise.
Oh, will it be a good surprise or a scary surprise?
Oh, a good surprise is what we have planned for you, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, how kind of you.
You may present your present.
6805423. And when the king shall say, you may present your present, begin the stopwatch. What did you say, Friday?
I said, you may present your present.
Oh, good. Start the stopwatch, handyman.
Right you are. It started.
Now, begin to play the Brahms Symphony.
From the beginning, Lady Elaine?
That's right. Play. Oh, what a lovely present.
Oh, this is just the beginning, Sarah Saturday.
Well, now turn around 3 times and play it again, dear.
It's like a dance, isn't it?
Yes. Such a large surprise.
Now, what's the stopwatch say now?
46 seconds, Your Majesty.
Oh, good.
Well, that's pretty good. Now I take my boomerang, toomerang.
Oh, no, you don't, Fairchild. I don't want to be upset by that thing.
It's part of the formula, dear. It's not for upsetting today.
Very well, then.
Now,
okay. Right,
let me pluck the right notes with my boomerang.
All right, here we go.
Right now. Good, that's perfect. Now, to strum 4 times while everyone says 1, 2, 3, 4.
My goodness, right. This is complicated. Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Great. Now what time is it on the... stopwatch?
1 minute, 36 seconds.
Good. That's just perfect. Now comes the last part and the most important part.
What's that?
Well, everyone must look to the north and count to 13.
Which way is north?
Oh, it's that way over there.
Oh, okay.
Now, what's the watch say now?
1 minute, 55 seconds.
Okay. Now, when I say go, we start to count.
When you say go...
So when Lady Elaine says go, we all have to count 13.
Is everyone ready?
I am.
Yes, your king is ready. What's your stopwatch say now, handyman?
2 minutes, 5 seconds, sir.
Good.
I'm ready, too.
Very well, now. Wait in silence, you all, for my signal. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's exciting.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
It worked. It worked, dear. Here's your present, Friday.
Why, is this really a new castle, Fairchild?
Yes, it's bigger, and it's supposed to have the same insides because you're used to them. But they're all bigger, lots of room. What do you think?
Why, I hardly know what to say.
I think it's perfectly beautiful, Lady Elaine.
It really worked, Lady Elaine. It really worked. The Brahms Symphony must have been the right one.
But how in the name of make-believe did you ever do it?
Why, it's all here on the formula, Sarah Saturday.
Yes, the formula, though, is good only the day before a royal wedding. Weren't we lucky to find it? You've always said, Friday, that you liked big castles, so I thought that I'd help you out.
Why, Fairchild, you have surprised me.
Do you like it, dear?
You worked hard on finding out how to make this happen, and for once, I'm proud of you, Fairchild.
Yes.
Did you hear that? He likes it. He's proud of me. I'm going to tell everybody else he's proud of me. He really likes it.
And I like it too, Lady Elaine. Why, it's got a bigger garden, and we can have bigger plays and everything.
What a beautiful place for a royal wedding.
Tomorrow. Come, let's go to the sea room and celebrate. Wait till I look inside to be sure that all those rooms are there.
He really likes
it, Lady
Elaine.
I think he is surprised, yes.
Yes, they're all the same, only just a little bigger. Fine work, Fairchild and Negri. Fine work.
Thank you, sir.
Did you hear that? Fine work, he said. Fine work. This is our day, handyman.
Yes, it is, Lady Elaine, and let's really make the most of it.
Come along, you all, to the sea room and celebrate.
Yes, oh, it's beautiful.
That was a big present, wasn't it? A brand new castle for King Friday and his queen. Oh, Lady Elaine was so pleased. Yes, she said, he likes it. He's proud of me. Well, I was proud of her, too. She and Handyman Negri did a good job with that magic. They even used the Brahms Second Symphony, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Just what we used to build our house. Of course, we used our hands and blocks. And the people that picture showed us used sturdy materials. Yeah, like wood and brick and all those. And tools. Yeah, you need tools to put everything together. Let's go out and see if our house is still the way it was when we left it. Okay. It is. Hello, house. I like the way... There, that's a chimney. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a yellow chimney before? We can do good work, can't we? Sure. We don't even have to do it by make-believe. You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it, you did it, you did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Mm-hmm. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one sure way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it.
Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
I was having a great time.
Blocks are fun to play with. I came back to pick them up because my grandchildren come to visit this weekend, so I'd like to put them in my speed of delivery wheelbarrow already.
Well, I built the house, so I'll take it down.
Right, I'll help you here. Here we go. Some of these blocks.
Thank you for loaning them to me, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome. My grandchildren and I enjoy playing with blocks.
I'm sure you do. We did, too.
There we go, the last ones. And I'll be on my way in my speed of delivery wheelbarrow, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks,
and
Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Busy man, Mr. McFeely. I've got to be going, too. Yeah. But we have a big day to look forward to tomorrow. Yeah. The wedding in the neighborhood of make-believe tomorrow. Will you be with me? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day. Sure, everyone. Next time you hear the Brahms Symphony No. 2, think of the king and his new castle. We'll see the wedding tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.